Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. I want to give a quick shout out to Plattsburgh, New York.
Nice.
Yes, they are a city and seat of Clinton County.
Sweet.
Northwestern shore of Lake Champlain.
I like it.
Yeah, get out that RV.
Get out that RV.
All right. Well, yes, we're thankful for them listening. You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645, or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org.
If a child refuses to nap, are they guilty of resisting arrest?
Woo, okay.
Got another one. I once had a dream I was floating in an ocean of orange soda. It was more of a fantasy.
Oh, Fanta.
Remember when we had Fanta in Armenia?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, that was good.
The Fanta orange drink. Yes.
Fanta, oh, you good. See.
Okay, well, today in history, in March 25th, 1634, Maryland was founded by settlers sent by the late Lord Baltimore.
Sweet.
And another one for the golfers out there, on March 25th, 1934, Horton Smith won the first Masters golf tournament at Augusta National in Georgia.
Sweet.
So it's been around since 1934.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so what's our topic today?
Death. Being afraid of death and dying.
Okay.
So I'm actually getting a lot of information.
Dark topic.
Actually, a phobia of death is called thanatophobia. Thanatos comes from the Greek word.
Okay.
It's a Greek word which means death.
Oh.
Thanatophobia. And I'm getting a lot of this from Doug Britton. He wrote a little study on fear of death.
All right.
He is a marriage and family therapist.
Nice.
And so pretty good. And just getting a lot of stuff from him, and I'll give him the glory.
All right.
Give God the glory.
Well, God the glory first.
But a little help there. A little help.
But God gave him some good things.
The first thing pointed out was, ask the question, do you fear death or dying?
There's a difference. There's a difference. The process.
I don't know if it was meant that way.
Yeah.
Do you fear death or dying? I think that's a pretty good way of putting it,
because
it makes
too.
You think a little deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. What is it about death that makes you fearful? Are you fearful about the process that you're going to go through?
I think it's the process.
I think so too, because we've all seen family members and friends that have gone through a long process.
Cancer.
And we've seen family and friends that have been killed like instantly or in their sleep or things like that. So, the process of it, especially if it's going to be long and drawn out with cancer or illness or something like that, it's kind of scary.
I'm not afraid of where I go.
No.
I'm confident of that.
Yeah.
If the anxiety or fear I think I may have.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right.
No.
Is the process.
Well, let's stop right there for a second, though.
Sure.
You said that you know where you're going to go, and that place that you're going to go, of course, is heaven.
Heaven.
There may be people listening today
that don't know that.
That don't know where they're going to go. And so let's clear that up real quick. If you don't know where you're going to go, you can find out today by making that decision to trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Yes.
There's no magic prayer to pray. You just tell God that you want him, that you want Jesus to be your Savior, that you're afraid, that you're, my brain just went.
That you need salvation.
Yes, that you need salvation. Yes.
Yeah.
And tell him that and accept him into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you do that, you mean it with your heart, you mean it with your mind, you mean it with your whole being, then when you don't have to fear where you're going, because you'll be going to heaven. So.
We look at this, and a lot of Christians and unbelievers, understandably unbelievers, are fearful of death. And some believers are.
Some believers are.
But, those people are in good company, because David did as well.
Right.
In Psalm 55:4, David said, "My heart is in anguish within me. Mm-hmm. The terrors of death have fallen on me."
Yes.
And this is King David, man after God's own heart.
Right. Makes you feel a little bit better to know that he felt that way.
Yeah. It does. Mm-hmm. I think many people have end of life fears, fear of being a burden.
Right.
Fear of last years with their children, their spouse, and they're left behind to suffer.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably pretty tough on a lot of people.
Well, when we're coming up on Easter, Jesus in the garden, mm-hmm. he was fearful of the process.
Yes.
He wanted God to take it away from him. He knew that he was going to take on the sin of man. He knew he was going to go to the cross and the awful pain he was going to experience. Yes. So Jesus experienced that as well.
Absolutely. He sweat blood. John 5:24 says, "Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him mm-hmm. who sent me has eternal life, and I will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life."
Very good.
Romans 6:23, mm-hmm. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Right.
And 1 Corinthians 15:54 through 55, "When the perishable have been clothed with the imperishable mm-hmm. and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?"
Yes.
So I think we have to turn to God to overcome fear of death.
We do. We do.
And dying, for that matter.
Right.
Because he is the answer.
He is the answer. And he's the only answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we know he's the answer because he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way."
Right.
And he's no longer in his grave.
Correct.
Jesus came to set us free from the fear of death and dying.
Yes, he did.
Hebrews 2:14 through 15. "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, mm-hmm. that is the devil,
right.
and free those who are all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death."
Yes.
Take that. That's pretty good.
Absolutely.
I think another way to overcome the fear of death is by meditating on heaven.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a glorious place.
Thinking about heaven.
Right.
Romans 8:23. "Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies." Mm. 2 Corinthians 5:1-2. Mm-hmm. "For we know that this earthly tent," Paul's talking about our bodies,
right.
"we live in is destroyed.
Yes.
We have a building from God, an eternal house mm-hmm. in heaven, not built by human hands.
Right.
Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling." It gives the impression of eagerness to be with God.
Right.
To be in heaven.
Yes.
To cross over mm-hmm. that bridge.
Yes.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5:8, "We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body at home with the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
And heaven will be amazing.
It will be. It's going to be just, think about the most beautiful place you've ever been and multiply that by a trillion. That's what it's going to be like.
A lot of times I think because we only know this world.
Right.
Somehow we think we're going to miss something.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
2 Timothy 4:8 says, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, mm-hmm. which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day."
Yes.
Not only to me, but also those who long for my appearing.
Amen.
Wow.
That's awesome.
1 Corinthians 2:9-10. "However, as it is written, with no eye has seen, ear has heard, and what human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those that love him. Mm-hmm. These things God has revealed to us by his Spirit." Mm-hmm. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
Amen.
Wow.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And not only that, we'll be with Jesus face to face.
Yes, absolutely.
That's Jesus awesome. Said in John 14, 1 through 3, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many rooms. Mm-hmm. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
Amen.
Yeah. I think also there will be no tears in heaven.
Right.
It says in Revelation 21:4, he will wipe away every tear.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like not to ever be sad again? I just cannot even imagine what that's going to be like.
I think it's hard in a way because we've never been there.
You'll never be stressed again. You'll never be scared again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be amazing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't fear suffering before you die. Now, that's tough. I think that's a real tough one for me.
Well, it is, because you think about, you know, the majority of people that die do suffer on the way to death.
Yes.
And going through that process, I mean, we've both seen it. You know, your dad, my mom, we both saw them go through cancer, and it was very hard to see. And it was very hard for them to go through. And we think about how excruciating that would be to go through. You know, God does give you strength as you go through it, but the process is still painful.
Yes.
And I think it's normal for us to feel that way.
Jesus felt that way.
Absolutely, he did.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Romans 8:18-19, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Right.
For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed.
The glory is going to greatly outweigh any of the suffering that gets us to that point.
Amen.
And once we die, we'll forget about that suffering because we'll be with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sometimes, now this is encouraging.
Okay.
To some people. Some people are like, you know, why does God keep Uncle Bob or Ralph? I'm just throwing names out there. So if you happen to be Ralph or Bob, I'm not,
not like, talking about you.
Not talking about you. Well, why does he keep him around who's just a mean old man and take Aunt Susie?
Right.
Who's so godly.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the answer is sometimes God takes the righteous away to spare them from all the wickedness and evil.
Right. And it's like a reward for them because when we do die, it is a reward because we step right into heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes even children that are killed or hurt or die at birth.
Yes.
This is, I don't think a person can really understand that.
Right.
Well, God can.
Yeah.
He gave his son.
Right.
But that is just the worst thing a parent can experience.
Right.
Right. But. Some, I believe this falls in here.
I agree.
That they, God is sparing them from wickedness and evil in this world.
Right. And that, I mean, we have never lost a child, but we have known people who have lost children. And I think that is comforting to think, well, they're in the arms of Jesus and they're not going to have to face this or face that or experience something awful that could have happened to them. And you, that kind of gives you a comfort, I think, to feel that way.
Yes. Isaiah 57, 1 through 2, the righteous perish and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil.
Yeah.
Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Mm-hmm. That seems like an oxymoron in our culture.
It does,
or a dichotomy.
Right.
Because we don't see it as a blessing if the world doesn't. Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
I think also not to fear being a burden to others.
Right.
Because people can learn a lot about themselves as they are there during the time you suffer. Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus taught his family, his friends,
right,
when he suffered.
Right.
Romans 8:28, one of my favorite verses. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God.
Right.
And are called according to his purpose. Yeah.
Amen.
And also not to fear those that are left behind. You know, I hope my parents will be okay. I hope my children be okay. I'm a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is a big God.
Right.
He provides for those that need him.
Right. He does. He does.
Psalm 10:14. But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in the hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are their helper of the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Psalm 68:5, a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows is God in his holy dwelling.
Amen.
I think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I also think there's a purpose in everything we go through, including death.
Yes. God has a reason for everything we go through. And we don't always know that reason, but one day we will.
In Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which prepared in advance for us to do.
There you go.
So we are prepared in advance, and we also have an appointment with death that we won't miss. Yes. Won't be late, won't be early.
Right? You'll be right on time.
But I think ultimately we have to remember God's love.
Yes.
Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes, he did.
He didn't just say, this is a, this shows love.
Right.
He showed it through giving his son.
Yeah. That's the ultimate sacrifice.
So this is kind of dark.
Yeah. But it really is light
if you know Jesus, you will be in the light forever.
Right. Forever and ever.
You will cross that bridge to that dimension.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not acting super, you know, oh man, I'm just ready to just jump on into death and you know, because I think if we really knew what was on the other side, we as Christians would be jumping off bridges.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not what God wants us to do.
You know, God respects life.
He does.
And he wants us to respect it, take care of it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's a purpose even for death.
Right.
And many of us may not even experience death, physical death.
Yeah.
Because Jesus may rapture this place.
That would be amazing. Yeah. That would be amazing.
What's your thoughts? You want to end with some?
You know, we need to remember that God is in control and that he will give us the peace that we need to receive from him. That sometimes we do end up wallowing in fear about death. And Satan would like us to wallow in that, because if we're wallowing and afraid and everything like that, we are not being the person who God wants us to be. We're not able to witness and help people because we're just kind of down there wallowing in the mud like a pig.
Yes.
And so we just need to trust in God, know that he has our best interest at heart, and know the glory that is to come when it is that time to either go to heaven in death or to be raptured by him.
Yeah. And really, this message is encouraging to believers.
Definitely.
But to unbelievers, it's hopefully encouraging too.
Let this, if you are an unbeliever, let this be your call to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And also, this should help us remember that
God can take your mess, turn to a message, even death, for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.